Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Here's a little prediction for you. The Giants are going to walk away Thursday night with both Shedeur Sanders and Abdul Carter. I forgot his name. I was thinking Myles Garrett.
I'll tell you Myles Garrett again.
Something was said today by a GM that Joe Shane knows well. Dan Morgan.
Yes.
Sitting right in front of the New Orleans Saints, declaring he's open for business. That was the guy who was right there, friends with Joe Shane, the Brian Burns trade. I think the Giants are going to do what the Texans did, where they ended up with Stroud and Anderson.
So trade
back to back.
Trade.
And I think they're going to take Abdul Carter at third, and I think they're going to jump the Saints and trade up and get Shedeur Sanders and walk away with both.
That's a bold prediction.
Right.
I think if that happens, and of course we don't know the results till we know the results.
God, that's a long way to come from 34.
They're going to have to give up a lot.
I know they're going to have to give up a lot. And I'm not saying we're going to like it. That's my prediction.
Well, that's what I disagree with. I think the mood of Giant fans, if we're sitting here on Friday morning, Friday afternoon.
What are the Saints, five?
Nine.
Nine.
So nine. There are nine.
I think five back. Eighth
is the pick after the Jets.
So five back from the Giants.
Yeah.
If we are sitting here Friday and they ended up with Abdul Carter and Shedeur Sanders, I think most Giant fans are ecstatic. I do. No matter what you had to give up
because
to get there.
You got a potential generational superstar, and then you also have a quarterback that you can build around.
Yeah. I just find it really difficult to believe the Saints are going to do that, especially now with the Derek Carr situation.
Yeah, but you got to remember, I think the Saints are in more no man's land than the Giants are right now.
Because
what are they doing?
Who's their quarterback?
Exactly.
No, I get you.
But, Evan, what do the Saints have to do? It would be Carolina trading, screwing over the Saints. Their division.
I apologize. So you're suggesting, I'm sorry.
Jumping the Saints.
Yes, good call. You're right. Well, then there's nothing they could do other than trading up and saying, hey, the Giants are a threat. We'll make a deal with Carolina to move up one slot, or we'll make a deal with the Jets, who are sitting there at seven.
Yeah, but why would the Carolina Panthers do that?
Oh, you're right. They wouldn't do that.
I'm glad you asked.
Well, sometimes inside division trades do happen. Some of the Eagles and the Cowboys do.
A potential generational quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't think so, man. Yeah. That's rough to do.
Yeah.
Remember, this draft is filled with a bunch of guys everybody thinks are closer to round two than round one. So when you get to pick eight, you could have Carolina going, you know what? I'd rather collect more picks and then not take the chance my division rival's getting a superstar quarterback, and I'm making a deal with a GM I trust.
I can't wait for Thursday.
That's an interesting guess, Sean.
I'm just throwing it out there if I saw Morgan's comments.
With both.
Yeah. And the Texans
I saw that he was
that
talking
that
today, but I wasn't listening to him.
Yep, that was what was said.
So is that a prediction or a guess?
That's my prediction today. I read that and I said, I remember the Joe Shane Morgan talk.
Because I think Tiki put you down by calling it a guess. There's a difference between a prediction and a guess.
What? Tell us, Sean.
Is it a prediction? Isn't all predictions guesses? I'm predicting this happens, yes. And no. I'm also guessing this happens.
No, there's a difference. I'll tell you the difference. A guess is like this idiotic, I'll just throw it out there.
No,
prediction is, hey, I think this is going to happen and here's why.
I think it's an educated guess based on what I know about 2GM.
Therefore, a hypothesis.
Okay, it's my hypothesis.
Are you also going to take it a step further and claim that Sean Morash's brain is now reporting that the New York Football Giants?
No, because I don't know what's going on. They may not really like Shedeur Sanders. Just my educated guess connecting all the dots on what we know.
Let's go to Chris in East Hanover. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Just one point on the Giants, and I just want to get your thoughts on the NBA playoffs. But I couldn't agree more with you, Sean. You know, I was just going to say the same thing. I think what the Giants are doing is they're reviewing every quarterback, because there was talk this morning, too, that they would jump back in. They would take Abdul or Travis, and they would jump back in. And if they could get Shador if he drops, or even if they have to grab Jackson Dart before he gets taken, probably at the end of the first. So I'm with you, Sean. I completely think that that's the way they're going to go, and that's why they're doing this. And then one other point on the Knicks. I'm a diehard Knicks fan, and if we lose in round one versus Detroit, Tibbs has got to go. I love him. He's a great coach. And secondarily, I want to get you guys picks for the winner coming out of the East and the winner coming out of the West for the NBA Finals.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that question, Chris, because I was debating, when do we do that? Because we always put our predictions out there. We save the audio, and then we make fun of ourselves when we're wrong or right. Do we do it prior to the play-in tournament, which begins tonight, or do we wait until the real playoff teams are set and make those predictions Friday? Mm. My opinion is to wait till Friday.
Right. Well, I mean, why rush it?
Yeah, why rush it? Let the Fugazi, it's not the playoffs, but it's not the regular season games, happen. Obviously, we saw Miami go on a run a couple of years ago as a play-in team and go from there. The only thing I can tell you, and Tiki heard me talking about this, I think, to myself in my office a few days ago. I write down every prediction I ever make, and usually I tweet it out. So I was checking my preseason NBA predictions. Like, hey, what did I say? I forgot. Mm-hmm. Let me see how close it is. So before the season started, I predicted the Milwaukee Bucks and the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals. As we sit here today,
it's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I don't think I'm going to stick with that. Because picking the Bucks with all the flaws they have and the questions around Dame's health seems like a stupid prediction.
Yeah.
And Denver, I feel a little bit better about, even after the Michael Malone firing, but I don't feel great, Teak, about my preseason prediction.
No, you shouldn't, because neither one of those teams have a straightforward path to getting there. Denver might.
Oh, Denver's got a shot, yeah.
What did I say? Do you have mine?
No, because I wrote it down. I don't think we even did it on the air.
Oh, got it.
I think I wrote it down and tweeted it out. It was the NBA. I think if I asked you, you were like, dude, it's football season. Why are you asking me this right now?
That sounds like an answer I would absolutely say.
But on Friday, we will make our official NBA Finals predictions. Also, CP the Franchise will join us. We'll get you set for that Knicks series. Now, one thing Chris said about Tom Thibodeau, and I know that we've done this too. Okay, so I know that I am guilty of this. We got to stop talking about firing Tom Thibodeau before the series has begun. This is now a common thing. My good buddy Michael Vaccaro wrote an article about it, too. We brought it up on enough, all right? The Knicks are playing the Pistons in the first round of a best-of-seven series. They are heavy favorites to win.
Mm-hmm.
We can analyze the series. We're going to break the series down. If they lose game one, sure, people are going to panic. We got to stop. If they lose, we're firing Tibbs. Let them lose. Then we'll talk about firing Tibbs. It feels like this weird, what's it called when you talk something into existence?
Self-fulfilling prophecy?
Yeah,
It's this weird psycho self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
And so I, as the IBO, and I know, Tommy, you're going to agree with me on this, we got to stop.
Totally. I think a lot of Knicks fans, I'll say it, I've given up.
How have you given up? You're the favorite
because
this
they
round.
Feel like they can't beat the Celtics, they can't beat the Cavs, so they're like, all right, we can't beat an elite team. And if they ever lost to the Pistons, they got to can the head coach. Newsflash, if the Stars don't want him gone, he's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they lose to the Pistons. They lost to the Pacers last year.
No. You screwed up. You're doing it. You're doing it. Did you see what he's doing?
You sound like my wife. Whatever.
You're engaging in it.
I didn't ask for directions.
You're breaking it down.
Yeah.
Don't break it down. Just remind the audience and Knick fans.
Just dismiss it.
Thank you.
All right. Take two. We have a big playoff series coming up here against Detroit. Let's get pumped up. Let's get excited for it. And we'll talk about the end of the season when the season's over. And all we have to do in the offseason.
That's right.
Better?
And you know what? I'm going to take things a step further. Yeah. I'll do it. I'll be the guy.
Oh, here we go.
I haven't heard anyone do it yet.
Is this IBO take?
IBO.
Okay.
You're not going to believe it's an IBO take, though. I just know the way you are. Let's go Knicks. That's not what I said. Let me make this perfectly clear. As an IBO, the Knicks are going to kick ass tonight?
I didn't say any of that yet.
I was doing some tape watching last night. I was analyzing the Pistons' weaknesses, strengths, the whole thing, their rotations. I will make this very, very clear. There is no chance in hell the Knicks are losing this series. Mm. No way.
Tommy, don't respond at all.
You don't have to respond. I'm just telling you right now, will you get a scare? Maybe. Mm. It's possible. But there is no way J.B. Bickerstaff... and the Detroit Pistons...
Don't respond, Tommy.
...are going to find a way to win 4 of 7 games...
I know what he's doing.
...against the New York Knicks.
He's baiting you.
No chance. Not happening. I'm looking forward to the series. I hope I'm wrong. Obviously, I am a Knicks hater, but I'm telling you, this is an IBO. Okay. The biggest upset of any first-round series. I take that back. It won't be the biggest
you
upset.
You went too far.
Yeah, that's too far. Let me take that back. One of the bigger, more shocking results... of the NBA playoffs would be the Detroit Pistons, who haven't won a round since the Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace era. Wow. Okay? I mean, I'm serious. They've been in the playoffs twice since then. And I hated those guys.
Wow, that feels like forever ago.
It was. There's no chance in hell. No chance in hell! No chance whatsoever. The Knicks are losing this series to the Pistons.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm betting the Pistons.
You can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you. IBO.
You know that emotional insurance thing, Tommy? You might want to look into that.
But you guys are something else.
Dude, I know you.
What does that mean?
I can hear Evan going,
April 15th, 422. Can you go back and pull what I said? Well, I'll tell you right now, pull it now, because no matter what happens, we'll replay it. If I'm right, I'll remind you I'm right. Uh-huh. And if I'm wrong, I'll have to wear a massive L. Happiest L I'll ever wear. By the way, I've decided, Tommy, it's between you and one other person for game 2 of the Knicks Piston series, assuming it falls on Tuesday.
Okay.
I'm deciding between Tommy Lugauer and Tiki Barber. Mm. Those are my two options on the Chase Bridge for game 2.
I don't know how many times I have to say this on the air. You cannot, and I know, Teak, you're a humble guy, but I'll speak for you. You can't bring the Giants' all-time leading rusher onto the Chase Bridge.
Why not?
Because you can't. You could bring Loogie. You could bring Sean. You could bring Big Zoo. I'm sorry. You could even bring BT or Sal Licata. You can't bring Tiki Barber to the Chase Bridge.
I'm not bringing Sal. He's going to take a timeout, so that's not
happening. You could be a man of the people, but you're a little bit higher up than that. You should be courtside.
I'll be very high up.
And that's why, Evan, you should be bringing me
Tommy,
to the Chase
Tommy,
Bridge
you're
and not
screwing
TV.
Up.
There's a good chance my wife's going to say, hell no.
On a Tuesday?
On a Tuesday?
We got to watch The Last of Us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.